This is an RNIB talking book.
The Suitcase Kid by Jacqueline Wilson.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
The Suitcase Kid. When my parents split up, they didn't know what to do with me. My mum wanted me to go and live with her. My dad wanted me to go and live with him. I didn't want to go and live at my mum's new place or my dad's new place. I wanted to stay living in our old place, Mulberry Cottage, the three of us together. Four, counting my pet Sylvanian family spotted rabbit, Radish. There were all these arguments about who would get custody of me. I thought they were talking about custard at first. I hate custard because you can never tell when there's going to be a lump and it sticks in your throat and makes you shudder. My mum got mad, and my dad got mad, and I got mad too. I felt I was being split up. Half of me wanted to side with mum, half of me wanted to side with dad. It was much easier for Radish. She just sided with me. She lives in my pocket, so there's never been any hassle over who gets custody of her. We had to go for family counselling. It seemed a bit daft, because my mum and dad didn't want to be a family anymore. This lady chattered to me. She was trying to be ever so casual, but I knew she was trying to suss things out. She had some little dolls in her office, a mummy doll and a daddy doll, and a whole set of children dolls in different sizes. She wanted me to play with them. I poked the mummy doll and the daddy doll in the stomachs and said I didn't like playing with silly old dolls. But this lady saw me fiddling about in my pocket, and she got a glimpse of Radish. I like to hold her tight when I'm feeling funny. "Oh, what a dear little toy. Do let me have a look," she said, in that silly voice.